It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get comfortable being uncomfortable.
It's time for Ben's Vision.
Our mission starting this spring is to win and to win now.
Projecting how the Bears roster will take shape under new head coach Ben Johnson.
Ben's vision is going to be principle.
These are the type of players that I need. That's the vision.
If it doesn't fit Ben's vision, are you willing to move on from certain guys?
Really enjoy hearing Ben's vision.
Current roster, free agents, and the draft.
Our entire organization's fired up about Ben Johnson and his vision for winning football.
Ben's vision.
This offense will be calibrated with Caleb in mind. This is not simply a dropping of a previous playbook down on the table and starting there. Nope, we're ripping this thing down to the studs and we're going to build it up with him first and foremost and then with the pieces around him next.
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Yes, let's take a look at the quarterback position and let's talk about what this offense might be able to look like with a guy who has coached quarterbacks, who has been a quarterback, and is a friend of ours. Sean King is outstanding. And I think there are a lot of Score listeners would be like, wait a minute, I remember the draft last year. And I remember Sean King being like, hey, you know who's really, really good? The other guy, Jaden Daniels, he's really good. And a lot of people had to come around and go, man, Sean might have been right about all of this stuff. He joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Thank you guys for having me, man. The weather's finally turning into spring, summer weather in Vegas, so all is well on the West Coast.
We will see you in a couple of days. We will be there. In fact, we're getting out there tomorrow and cannot wait to be out there with our friends from Circa. But look, I loved Lawrence's intro. Lawrence Holmes' intro, Sean, was loving. It was deferential. It was solid. But it makes me, are you getting painted as a Jaden Daniels was good and Caleb Williams was bad guy in retrospect? Because it's not one or the other. Like, Caleb had a lot of good moments, we thought. And as we look forward, just want to make sure that it's not a binary one good, the other bad situation in your mind these days. Or is it?
Well, truth doesn't have emotions. And last year, to quote myself exactly when I came on the wonderful Score radio station, I said, if you know what you're looking at, it's impossible to have Caleb Williams rated higher on your draft board than Jaden Daniels. That was my exact form that I expressed my opinion in because the college tape wasn't close. I also said Brian Thomas was the best receiver in last year's draft. Obviously, Ryan Poles doesn't listen to me. He drafted Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze instead of Jaden Daniels and Brian Thomas. But that's the past. There's a new regime in town. I'm not a person that kicks organizations when they're down. I also say that I thought duplicating the 7 wins from 2023 was the ceiling for this past year's Bears team. I was wrong. They only got the 5 wins. But it's a new season. It's a new regime. So I'm ready to move forward. I don't want to get beat up again in the DMs unless I'm right and the fans disagree with me again.
All right, so let's talk about what you did see from Caleb. How would you assess his rookie season, knowing that it's now going to be a different coach and a different offense? But how did you think he did with some of the problems that this organization had?
So you can't look at a rookie quarterback in a vacuum. First of all, I'm very, very patient with their development and growth. I don't hold all rookie quarterbacks beholden to the season that Jaden had or the season C.J. Stroud had last year, because they all aren't going to go into situations where everything organically comes together. However, the things that I said Caleb would struggle with, he struggled with. When you played quarterback and had success, he won a Heisman at USC. USC won a lot of games. Playing the game a certain way, it's very hard to break those habits at the next level until they fail. Shador Sanders is going to have that same learning curve. A lot of the things Caleb did to be successful in college, if you watch Shador's tape, he's not as talented as Caleb, but he plays the position the same way. I think he's going to have a huge learning curve. The issue this year will be, is Caleb now ready to submit? Remember now, this was a Heisman winner. Dad was talking about whoever drafted him had to give him a percentage of ownership in the team. So we can't forget what the reality was. Now that he's been humbled, now that he has a offensive-minded guy coming in, but we don't know if Ben Johnson's a good head coach. We don't know if Aaron Glenn's a head coach. We don't know if Kellen Moore is a head coach or Schottenheimer in Dallas. We're going to have to wait and see. But Ben is coming from a successful organization that played offensive football at a high level. Is Caleb willing to submit and do things the right way fundamentally from start to finish? Because that's what's going to create consistency.
Man, that's great stuff from Sean King, because a lot of those kind of conversations last year and in preseason got mixed in with stuff like he cried to his mom, which shouldn't matter, and the nails, which shouldn't matter, but submitting to whatever the coaches say does matter. And the truth is, he had bad coaches last year, and the whole organization did a bad job in terms of not giving him really strong, well thought out offensive processes from offensive minds. He does have that now. So I think you're on point with this, Sean. I wonder, you think they're going to try to mess with his footwork? Try to mess with anything mechanically? Like try to mess with any of the fundamentals that perhaps they didn't mess with last year under different coaches?
I say fundamentals, footwork is just talking about. He acts footwork. He throws the ball good, at least the majority of the time.
All right, let's put Sean on hold, and then hopefully his cell will clear up.
You agree, Lawrence, on the difference between like talking about submit to the coaches and
yes,
the philosophy
very much so.
Versus like the personal stuff, which
yeah,
like,
I don't care about that at all.
No, but some people like mixed all that in and it got muddy.
All right, so let's go back to this. Sean, we missed what you said. What did you think of Caleb's footwork?
I don't think he has bad fundamentals from a footwork standpoint. He throws the ball with a good base. The release point is pretty consistent. I think he struggles at times to see in-breaking routes that are in between the hashes. So a lot of times you don't see him throwing the ball with anticipation from that 12 to 20-yard in-breaking area in the middle of the field. That can be improved. The problem is mentally he's so used to creating explosive plays by extending the play that it gets him into trouble. So when you put him behind what last year was a below-average offensive line, and then his predisposition with trying to create explosive plays, then you get a lot of negative yardage plays. So the first thing I'm going to do, if I'm coaching him, and I think the old Ohio State coach is the quarterback, Ohio State quarterback, is the quarterback coach here, right? JT Barrett?
Yes.
Is that who it is? So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm JT, is I'm going to tell Caleb, listen, you never go broke taking a profit. We're going to surround you with great personnel. I'm going to pull up Jared Goff film and show Caleb how many yards were produced by just throwing the ball on time to Jahmyr Gibbs. And I'm drawing a blank on the other running back, the one that was in Chicago.
Montgomery.
Detroit. Montgomery. All right, that's the first cut up that I'm going to show Caleb. Jared throwing the ball to the check down on time in rhythm and all the production that came from that, because that's where the remake of Caleb has to begin.
Sean, when it comes to what Ben Johnson and Jared Goff have been successful with, there was a lot of play action in what it is that they do. How do you work with a quarterback who's not used to that? In Caleb's career, there's been a lot of shotgun, there's been a lot of pistol. How do you work with them to get comfortable with the idea of turning their back to the defense?
Reps. He's got to get reps. He's got to get a lot of reps. And, you know, this is another part of submission. I know you're used to being in the shotgun. I know you're used to running a lot of zone read stuff. We had a lot of success in Detroit under center, traditional run game. As you mentioned, explosive plays through play action off of our elite run package, whatever that might be, gap scheme, 1 week outside zone. We need you to get comfortable being under center. That's a process. That takes reps. That's the only way he's going to get comfortable with it. Now, the issue will be Jared Goff is taller in stature than Caleb. Can Caleb effectively throw the three-step game from under center? And that's something Ben Johnson is going to have to find out, you know, as they get into OTAs, mini camps, and so forth and so on.
That's why they spent a huge pile of money on the middle of that offensive line, man, so he can go back.
If Dalvin and Jackson are healthy, then they upgrade it significantly.
Yeah, and we know that Tooney is an upgrade. So, yeah, the idea of him being able to take three steps and stand there and feel good about it. Lawrence brought up these numbers from last week from Warren Sharp in terms of the accuracy in the NFL on go routes in 2024. And Caleb Williams was 29th out of 31 qualified quarterbacks on go routes. So that's on deep balls. And that makes sense to us from watching. Like, why would a young quarterback be inaccurate on go routes? And for the record, it's not like Jaden Daniels was lighting the world on fire. He was 20th out of 31, just for the record.
I think with a lot of these young quarterbacks, they haven't been trained to how to throw a go route properly. You know, when I coached quarterbacks, I told them from day one, 100% of the balls thrown down the field that are overthrown or thrown out of bounds are incomplete. And it seems simple, it seems basic, but how many of those deep balls did Bears fans see where guys got a step and Caleb overthrew it by 3 yards? Bounce. You've got to mentally calibrate your thought process to understand how to throw the ball down the field with different arc, with different velocity, with different elevation, depending on what the route is and what the cover is. But the ultimate goal at quarterback is to throw catchable balls downfield. Allow your receivers, allow DJ Moore and Roma Dunze, who we saw do it a bunch at Washington. Go back and look at Roma Dunze's Washington highlight tape. How many of those deep balls are contested? Catches, because Penix gave him an opportunity to do what? Catch the football. And that's where you start. Caleb, don't overthrow it. Don't throw it out of bounds. 100% of those are going to be incomplete. You start right there. And you'll start to see those receivers start to make the plays that we know they're capable of making, because now they have balls that are actually in their catch radius.
When you watched Detroit's offense last year or throughout Johnson's tenure in Detroit, what stands out to you as something that you expect to see with the Bears?
No matter what the presentation looked like, they were always a power run team. They were going to move the line of scrimmage. They were going to get Montgomery to make the hard runs. They were going to bring Gibbs in to make people miss in space. And they were going to create explosive plays through old school, hard nose running the football. Now, do the Bears have that talent at running back currently? I'm not sure. I would lean towards no. I think one of the other things that made Detroit really good is they were really good at multiple positions. So I'm going to transition into this. If I'm the Bears at 10 and Tyler Warren from Penn State is available, based on what they did on the offensive and defensive line, I'd have to take a long look at taking the Penn State tight end.
Yeah, man. LaPorta was a game changer for Detroit at tight end. So we've been talking about Tyler Warren, and I love the description of that Detroit Lions offense as a power running game, no matter what it looked like, how it was disguised. Hey, Sean, go back on your career for a minute. Did you have to submit in Tampa? Like, did you, after Tulane, were you a playmaker at Tulane, and then you get to Tampa and you got to, like, just do whatever you got to do and hand the ball off as much as you have to, that kind of thing?
Yeah, and it really stunted my growth, and it got me benched, and I'm still frustrated about it today. So way to ruin the rest of my day, by the way. But I came in a completely different NFL. We just had a conversation about, will Ben Johnson adjust his system to fit Caleb, who's been a shotgun-centric quarterback? Let me tell you how old school the NFL was when I got in 99.
Okay.
The only time you ever were in shotgun was two-minute offense, end of the half or end of the game. Think about it. Everything else was under center. It was a fullback tight end. So did I have to submit? I didn't have a choice. I didn't realize I was submitting until Coach Duff told me and said they signed Brad Johnson. I still wish I'd have phone up that day.
You still ended up with a ring, though.
Yeah, but I wasn't a star. So it's levels to when you're at the bar with the homies. You know how Shannon Sharp and Ocho Cinco got like a show together, but Shannon's got a gold jacket that he got, I think, first ballot. I think Ocho was like second or third. You know, it's levels to this stuff.
Oh, of course there is. By the way, I still think Bert Emanuel caught that ball, just for the record.
Hey, me too, man. I'm trying to figure out, if you want to talk about, like, how, you know what, did you just plan to make my day terrible? How
this the hell is it the Bert? This is what he does, man. I'm sorry, Sean.
They did a whole documentary on the Bert Emanuel catch. Go look at it. And I didn't even get interviewed. Oh, like, I was irrelevant in the play.
You threw the damn ball. You threw the damn ball and changed the league. I'm on your side, Sean.
I should have wrote a book. Hey, I'm coming in person when you guys get out here. I know I've been saying it the last couple of years. I have made it over there. Book me for one of the days. I'm coming. I want to see you guys. I miss y'all.
All right, come through, Sean. We appreciate you. Sean K.
All right, man. Love y'all. Go Bears.
See? Everyone mad at Sean. He's out here trying to tell you how the Bears can get better. By the way, I saw Jaden Daniels, and this is a big story over the last 24 hours. Jaden Daniels was talking with Juju Watkins a couple days ago. You know, his mom has been ever present, and you saw her sitting in between the two. I'm sick over Juju Watkins getting hurt, man. Like,
tore her ACL in the NCAA championship game, and she's an incredible athlete, incredible player.
I hope that she takes the time and comes back to USC. I think she's still eligible. Comes back to USC and gets herself right, like AZ Fudd is doing with UConn, where now she's going to stick around UConn, and she was a top 10 WNBA pick. So, it broke my heart to see Juju Watkins out there on the floor screaming in agony yesterday. So hopefully she will have a speedy recovery and be one of the more electric players in next year's tournament if she can make it back in time. We'll take a break and land the plane next here on The Score.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.